Number 51. Which of the following is not a reason the project has been delayed?
Number 52. Which of the following is true according to the conversation? Question 53 to 55 refer to the following conversation.
Maxwell, I need you to order some supplies for me. The toner for the printer is almost empty. We're down to our last few boxes of paper, and the shredder broke down last week. Oh, and Donovan needs new cabinets in the reception area for storing files. He says the newbie misplaced the keys, and they damaged them trying to pry them open.
Gotcha. Do you want me to place that order through Office Supplies Plus or Office Deputy? I heard from my buddy in marketing that Office Supplies Plus is having a sale, but we've never ordered anything through them. Do you remember what happened the last time we bought things through Office Deputy?
Yeah, they gave us the wrong tracking number and sent our packages to the wrong location because the salesperson misheard 221 Bronson Avenue as 221 Johnson Avenue.
We had quite a time trying to sort that situation out. So this time I'll go ahead and place the order through Office Supplies Plus.
Number 53. What are the people mainly discussing?
Number 54. Which of the following is not an item mentioned in the conversation?
Number 55. What problem did they have when they made their last order?
Question 56 to 58 refer to the following conversation.
Well, isn't this a pleasant surprise? I almost never see you here at this time of day. Wouldn't you usually have started your shift volunteering at the immigration law firm by now?
I would have, but today the client called and rescheduled our consultation. She had a medical emergency to take care of regarding her child. So, I decided to stay here and do some last-minute adjustments to the presentation that we have to give to the investors tomorrow.
Oh, I had almost forgotten about that. That's a pretty important presentation, isn't it? I heard the CEO and vice president will both be there and have been keeping tabs on the progress every step of the way.
The investors have been restless because the market research concluded that our customers found our products to be too old-fashioned. So hopefully, if this presentation goes well, it will rejuvenate our sales and our customers' faith in our products.
Wow! I hope it goes well then. Break a leg!
Number 56. What is the relationship between the man and woman?
Number 57. What does the woman mean when she says, "Isn't this a pleasant surprise?"
Number 58. Why did the man decide to stay late? Question 59 to 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hallie Hills, Restaurant and Catering. How may I help you?
Good morning. My name is Roger Wilson. I'm calling because I saw the help wanted sign in your window yesterday and I'm looking for a part-time job. What kind of job openings do you have available right now?
We have quite a few, actually. One of our chefs is going on paternity leave next week. We're considering offering delivery services and need an experienced driver. And since the holidays are approaching, we We could always use more servers. What kind of experience do you have?
I don't have a lot of experience working in restaurants, but I used to help my grandmother, who owned a bakery, deliver her goods around the city, in addition to other miscellaneous tasks, like taking inventory and doing prep work. So I'm no stranger to working in a kitchen.
Well, that sounds promising. Give me your contact information and we'll set up a time for you to come in, meet our staff, and give you any additional information. We believe in quality over quantity when it comes to our employees. So, should you decide to work here, we would train you and you'll be subject to a 2-week probationary period while we evaluate your performance. Does that sound acceptable to you?
That sounds perfect. I could come by any time this week in the morning.
That should work quite well. Things don't usually pick up around here until 11 a.m. Feel free to come by any time before then and ask for Nora.
Number 59. What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Number 60. What prior experience does the man have?
Number 61. What does the man mean when he says, "I'm no stranger to working in a kitchen"? Question 62 to 64 refer to the following conversation and the rewards dashboard.
Good afternoon. I'm calling because my company opened a business account with your bank last month. We were told that for every dollar we spent, we could gain points that can be exchanged for other goods and services. I would like to check how many points we've accumulated so far. The member number is 192837.
Good afternoon, ma'am, and thank you for banking with us. I'd be more than happy to look into that for you. Just give me 1 second, please. Okay, I see here that you've accumulated over 100,000 points. Congratulations! How would you like to redeem those today?
Oh, really? Great! We are thinking of planning a company retreat to thank our employees for their hard work. We are a small business, so saving money is a priority. How would I redeem those points for plane tickets?
Of course, we'd be happy to help you use your points for travel. We are partnered with several airlines. Here's a list. If you purchase flights through any of our partners, you will see an option to use the points you've accumulated when you enter your payment information. The points in your account will automatically be deducted, and the price of your flight will be adjusted accordingly as well.
Wow, that's really simple and easy. Thank you so much for your help.
Number 62. Why did the woman come to the bank?
Number 63. According to the screenshot, what is not a way to use reward points?
Number 64. How will the woman use the points her business has accumulated? Question 65 to 67 refer to the following conversation and the to-do list.
Hey, Herbert. I know you've been pretty swamped after the shareholders' meeting last week. I heard they were pretty upset that we went over budget and that we didn't make our sales goals for the last quarter. Can I help you with anything?
Thanks, Diana. You're a gem, but I've got everything under control. I just reviewed the budget with the accountant this morning. He says that if we talk to the vendors about getting new suppliers for some of our merchandise, we might be able to save some money and make up for all losses. I just discussed that with the VP and she's okayed that decision. If everything else goes smoothly, then we'll be in the clear.
Well, it seems like you have everything under control then. I'll be in my office if you change your mind. Good luck.
Actually, I have quite a long list of vendors that I need to speak with. And after that, I still need to meet with that young lady who is designing our new website this afternoon. We secured her after great difficulty, and she's known to be very passionate about her work. If you could help me make a few calls. Number 65. What problem does the woman mention?
Number 66. Look at the man's to-do list. What will he do next?
Number 67. What does the woman mean when she says, "Say no more"? Question 68 to 70 refer to the following conversation and the symposium program schedule.
Marley? What are you doing here? I expected to see, all women at the Symposium on Women Entrepreneurs in Business. You're the first man I've seen all morning, and from my company at that.
Hey, it's good to see you too, Glenda. I think it's important for men to be aware of the struggles of women in the business world. All of the people on my team are women, and none of them could make it today. So I thought I'd come and kill two birds with one stone by getting some information for myself and some that I can hopefully take back and share.
That's very nice of you to do. I, too, am hoping to learn some valuable information that I can share with all of my entrepreneur friends. I'm sure you've been getting surprise looks this entire time, though. What did you think of Mrs. Simpson's presentation on starting and growing a business?
It was nice. I thought the most important resource she shared was on grants that she geared towards helping women succeed in business. My own mother struggled to get her business off the ground because she didn't have the funds and she had to rely on loans.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm really looking forward to the speech about how women can free women from the societal constraints that might prevent them going into business on their own. When I wanted to start my advertising business a while back, I was really worried about how I would do that and take care of my children. That's not until after lunch, though, unfortunately.
I'm looking forward to that speech as well. They have a really awesome list of speakers lined up for today. I'm really glad I could come and that I ran into you here.
Number 68. Why is the woman surprised to see the man?
Number 69. Look at the presentation schedule. Which speaker is the woman looking forward to hearing?
Number 70. Why was the man interested in attending this event?
Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Question 71 through 73 refer to the following voice message.
Good afternoon. This is Lori Foster from First Day Media. I'm calling for Mr. Sanu Kumar. I have a question regarding the ad you wanted to run in our magazine for your company's summer sale starting this Friday. On the order I have here, it says you want to run the ad online for 1 week. However, when you placed the order, our sales associate neglected to mention the special that we offer small business owners, which could help you save more money down the line. If you choose to run the ad online for 1 month and 2 weeks in print, it would cost you an additional $100 initially. But we would offer you a 50% discount on your next ad should you choose to work with us again. Today is Wednesday. If you call me back before 4 p.m. today, or any time between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. tomorrow, we would be more than happy to alter the order before the ad runs on Friday. I hope to hear back from you soon.
Number 71. Where does the speaker most likely work?
Number 72. What is the purpose of the speaker's call?
Number 73. When could the listener return the call?
Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following voice message.
This is Sinclair Bretz, and I work for Universal Health Group. I understand that your company has been a valued customer of ours for over 2 decades, a fact for which we are extremely grateful. Unfortunately, it has been brought to my attention that due to the increase in the cost of our dental care plans, you have decided against renewing your contract with us. I can assure you that your satisfaction is our top priority. As such, I was hoping that we could persuade you to stay with us by telling you about some of our new products and services, such as improved maternity and mental health coverage that we are planning to roll out next year. Since you have been such a loyal customer, you would have a lower rate if you enroll in them when you renew your contract. If that sounds at all interesting to you, please call us back at your earliest convenience to discuss this in detail.
Number 74. What type of company does the speaker work for?
Number 75. What is the purpose of the speaker's call?